Namaste, welcome to this meditation video. And I just wanted to spend some time going through a few simple things to recognize and understand about the meditations that we will be doing in this Core Teachings program. They are the same as the ones that you find on the YouTube channel. On my YouTube channel, there's also a list of guided meditations and self-inquiry. All those meditations on there, all the meditations in the Dissolving the Ego book are all similar to what we're doing here. And all of them have a few simple things in common. And really, it's all the same, except that we're calling the self, the real permanent infinite self, by different names. So we might call it silence. We might call it stillness. We might call it beingness, consciousness, presence, the sense of here-ness, the sense of now, this moment, many names, and really just the same principle by which we are meditating. So it really helps to understand a few things as we're moving deeper into our meditation, that these meditations, all of them, have one very simple thing in common, and that is that we are directing attention back again and again during the meditation process to that which is permanent, stable, and effortlessly here. So whether we call that presence or consciousness or beingness, awareness, self, noumenon, it really is the same thing. So because of that, it doesn't matter if you don't resonate with one or two or some of them, those names. For me, when I first began to really meditate in this way, I really felt an affinity with some of them in a very rich way. So silence, stillness, awareness, and things like that, the sense I am, those really seemed easier for me to get into. But consciousness, beingness, contextual field took a little longer for me to resonate with. And that's totally normal, and you'll find the same for yourself. So just to recognize, it's not one size fits all, and that's why there is so many different names that we're going to use in this program for that which you really are. Because some of them you will find you can notice an aspect of this, the real self, easier. So you might notice that what you are is utterly silent. But it may not be so clear at first that it's not moving, that it's completely still. And it may not be obvious that it's intelligently aware or conscious. It may just seem like a field, empty field of space or something like that. It may not seem intelligent. So we're just finding the way that's right for you. And that's perfectly fine. If you find one of these meditations that you absolutely love, it's totally okay to go with it. Secondly, if you find that during your meditation, it's recommended really that you meditate every day for 20 minutes or more if you want to, of course, but you're not going to necessarily get deeper into your awakening by doing more. Really, it should be enjoyable. It should be relaxing. It should be something that you're sitting down to do. And yes, you might have a bit of resistance in your mind to doing it, but if it's feeling like a chore, then it's probably resistance coming up. So sitting down to meditate every day in a comfortable position with your eyes open or closed, it really helps to find a spot where you can sit every day, because the kind of the energy builds up there. The stillness, the silence, the presence builds up in certain places where you sit regularly. So for me, I used to sit in my bedroom or on a particular if my kids were, if there was noise going on in the house downstairs, I would go up in my bedroom, particular spot in my bedroom. And then when I was the first one up in the morning, I would meditate downstairs on the certain particular part of the sofa, which was my comfy place. And it had the right cushions that made me feel comfortable. And if it was cold, I'd get myself a blanket so that I felt comfortable, so that you can just kind of relax into it. And you'll find it's easier if you find a particular spot and build a routine where you feel you can obviously sit for however long you want to. Third thing I want to say about meditation in this way is that although the practice is to bring attention to that which is permanent and stable, stillness, consciousness, presence, your attention is going to wander. There's no way to stop that occurring. And that is not the goal of this meditation. So you're listening to the silence, feeling so relaxed, your body's getting more and more relaxed. And then a thought pops up and you automatically listen to that instead. Or you're being aware of awareness, you're noticing there's just awareness here, and a thought pops up or a sound outside, and awareness moves to be aware of that rather than aware of itself. It's going to happen. And no awakened being has ever managed to stop that. The only thing you can control is once you recognize that that has occurred, you can bring your attention back. Okay, I'm aware of thoughts suddenly. I've been paying attention to a thought train that was going on. You know how one thought leads to another and another and all of that. Once you recognize that's occurring, and only then, not while you're stuck in the thought train, there's nothing you can do about it. Bringing attention gently back to awareness in this example. So please don't beat yourself up if your attention wanders 50 times in a 20-minute sitting. It's not a sign that anything's going wrong. Just as if somehow magically you could put your attention on awareness and you stayed there the whole 20 minutes, didn't move once. That to me also is not a sign that you're doing it right. There is no right or wrong here. There'll be days when your attention just runs all over the place. Like, a little child that's had too much sugar and it's just, oh, look at that, look, and then he's listening and watching thoughts and suddenly obsessed with a sensation in the body, and then it listens to a sound outside, and then it goes back to the awareness, and around it goes. And then there'll be days where that doesn't happen so much, and you find accidentally you end up in a nice deep state. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Your meditation will go a lot smoother if you recognize, and you'll have a lot more fun doing it too. Right up until I stopped suffering, my own attention still wandered, and even after then. And the reason I wasn't suffering is because I wasn't expecting it to stop anymore. All we're doing is bringing attention back once we recognize it's wandered. That's all anyone can ever do. That's all the Buddha ever did. To recognize that there's something here that is you, that is not moving, not changing, it's always present. And it is always here, regardless of what phenomena are coming and going, thoughts, emotions, sounds, experiences, all of that. So I'm going to say it again because it's so, so important. You will not be able to stop your attention from wandering. And you don't need to. At some point, and you don't need to do anything other than 20 minutes a day meditation to achieve this, it will start to come on its own. Attention will start to come back to the silence of your being, your beingness, presence, all by itself. So you'll be not even sitting down to meditate, and you're driving to work or somewhere, and you're suddenly aware of the silence in the background, of the noise of the car moving and whatever music, if you've got the radio on or something playing there. And that'll happen by itself. Now, a strong emotion will arise, and suddenly you'll notice you're aware of it. You're conscious of the fact that it's here. That will begin to happen by itself. So you can't get attention to stay in one place. You don't need to. You just kind of have to show it how nice it feels to rest on that which is permanent, the noumen on the self, by whichever name we're calling it. And then it'll want to come to the party more often. It'll want to play and sit. And still, even then, years and years into the practice, it may still wander. It's okay. It's, like I say, it's not the goal to get your attention to stay in one place or on the self for 20 minutes continuous. It's absolutely impossible. Nobody ever managed it, not even Krishna. But more and more of the time will come back on its own by default. Eventually, the habit switches around. Right now, if a thought passes through your mind, you find that attention automatically goes to it and you don't seem to have any choice over that. What if it was the other way around? Where the thought popped up and attention went immediately or stayed on that ground of being in which the thought is arising. You can pay attention to the thought then if you want to. It's a choice to move attention to the thought or not. You cannot make that happen out of effort. It will definitely happen as you just relax and recognize, all right, my attention wandered 150 times. Not that you have to sit and count how many times, but you get the idea. It doesn't mean it's a bad meditation. It's perfect for what needed to happen today. And my attention only wandered twice the whole 20 minutes. Doesn't mean you finally mastered something or you're finally awakened. It really doesn't mean anything. It's just what attention did today during meditation. So you kind of have the attitude with it. It's going to be a lot easier. And the fourth and final thing for this session that I want to talk about is that when you first begin to recognize the silence, the stillness, consciousness, beingness, presence, it won't necessarily feel like anything special at all. So when I first listened to the silence, there was sounds and then it seemed like just the absence of sound, this blank, empty space where it's just silent, no big deal. And I remember feeling quite disappointed, like I must be doing it wrong then. This isn't the silence that brings all the peace that I've heard about and all of that. And noticing the sense I am, well, duh, I am. So what? You know, there was no big love or joy or anything like that at first. And my mind just said, boring, you know, don't want to do that tomorrow, done that. And if you sort of recognize that going on within you, it doesn't feel spectacular. In fact, it feels remarkably unspectacular. Why? Because we've just always ignored that which is here permanently. The silence, the space in which my body is appearing right now and yours is, the field, the contextual field, has always been here. And we've learned to ignore it because it's labeled as not important, not exciting. And that's why when we first notice it, it's like contextual field, yeah, space in which all these objects are appearing, the content. So as you sustain your practice, you are consistent in your practice, what you find is it begins to reveal itself because you're overriding this idea that it's just dead empty space and it's or flat silence, and it begins to show that it's actually rich and full. It's intelligent. It is your real innate nature, permanent nature. So if you're at that very starting point where your meditation just seems boring or it doesn't come with deep, deep peace, then I totally urge you to continue with that. For me, it was just boring, actually. And eventually it developed after, a week or two into it. It's like, well, this isn't so bad because I can't really suffer while I'm doing this. And I continued because of that only. And then a couple more weeks and I had a sense of contentment. This is quite nice when I do this. It just feels nice. My body kind of chills out a bit. And then later, not too much later, it developed into a deeper and deeper peace. That when I bring my attention to what's real, I feel deep, deep satisfaction, contentment, peace. And that still continues to increase. Today, I'm feeling more peace than I did yesterday. And then as I continue with my practice, it developed into a deep sense of love. And then into joy, and then into bliss. But it did not start that way. And if I had overlooked how it was showing up for me right now, the silence, as just silence. I would have missed that beautiful doorway into my infinite self. So meditation at first, not to get peace, joy, and love, but meditation because it is what is real. I'd like to pay attention to what's actually real about me and what's true, and for no other reason than that. And yes, of course, it's perfectly okay if you do feel some peace straight away, some deep rest within your being, that's okay too. But not everybody will. For me, it was just boring silence and a really restless body. Suddenly I had, like when I was trying to meditate, like I had too much caffeine, very restless energy within my body. It just did not want to sit and do this because there wasn't the immediate payoff that mind had been expecting. But it is so worth persisting in that. If you push through that initial resistance, just 20 minutes a day, you'll find your whole life begins to turn around. More and more meditation moves from something I'm doing, I'm sitting for 20 minutes, to something I'm being. More and more during the rest of your day, attention's coming back by itself because it feels so nice. I'm in the middle of a really busy work day and it's all this stuff going on. It's just so relaxing for the body to notice the stillness in which all of this movement is happening. And it anchors the body, anchors you into this calm equanimity, no matter what is going on around you. No matter how busy your body is, it doesn't feel so tired. Don't get so overwhelmed, and eventually not at all overwhelmed. Everything is just happening effortlessly. So wherever you're at right now, then as you continue, it will continue to bear more and more fruit, give you more and more gifts. And that's still happening for me now. Infinite really means infinite. Every day, meditation now for me is a constant thing. It's happening. The default has changed. It's just happening effortlessly all the time. And I have to really kind of try to pay attention to a thought if it pops up. It's a little bit of effort almost. And that's kind of the where you'll end up sinking into. Nobody starts there though. It takes some consistency and some loving practice and some understanding about what meditation is. It isn't trying to stop your attention moving. It isn't trying to reach a goal. It isn't something you can do right or do wrong. It's something that will be a deepening experience every single time you sit to meditate. And even after been meditating for years, you might sometimes still have a day where your mind is just completely restless. It's just all over the place, talking about this, that, and the other, and that's totally okay. So I hope that helps you to kind of chill out a little more with your meditation. What if it's more like a love affair with what's real? Just like any romantic relationship, the more time you spend together, the longer you've been together with that being, the deeper and richer connection you have. The more fun, the more joy you can have, the less guarded you are, more open. And it's just going to get better and better and better. And meditation is love affair with yourself, with what is real. So good meditating, and thank you.